Well, what we do know is that there was an initial fire at a building on the pier there in Beirut. It then touched off a massive explosion of some 2,700 tons of ammonium nitrate. It just basically dwarfed anything that we've seen in the past in Beirut. You know, we're talking, you know, many, many times the size of those large truck bombs that Hezbollah used against, you know, the French paratroopers or the U.S. Embassy or the Marines there. This was just gigantic. It impacted a very large section of the city, causing a lot of damage and in the process injuring and killing many, many people.
Was this a terror attack or was it an accident?
Well, right now, we still don't know what caused the initial fire. It is possible that that was some sort of, you know, intentional act. It's also quite possible that it was accidental. You know, these things happen all the time in work areas like docks. You know, it's not unusual for welding sparks or even careless smoking or something, you know, to start a fire. But we just don't know at this point. And it's, you know, really counterproductive to speculate. But something started that fire. That triggered, you know, the first explosion, a larger fire, and then the huge explosion. But at this time, you know, we really have to wait and find out what the investigators are able to determine as they look at the scene.
So you spent years doing these kinds of investigations as a tactical intelligence expert. Can you tell us what we actually saw? Because what I saw was, first of all, a gray explosion with gray smoke plumes rising up to the sky, then reddish-brown smoke shortly thereafter, and then this massive, almost translucent shockwave that just radiated outward. How does that work? How does that happen?
Well, you know, what happened is in the sequence of events, we did have that fire and then a smaller explosion. From the videos of that first smaller explosions, there was something cooking off in there. So, you know, some of the reports had indicated that was a shipment of fireworks. That would seem consistent with what we saw. It's also possible that that could have been, you know, small arms ammunition or something cooking off. But we had that going on initially. Then it appears that the fire from that and the intensity of the fire as it built cooked off, you know, that massive shipment of ammonium nitrate that had been sitting there in that warehouse now for something like 6 years, according to reports. You know, ammonium nitrate is, you know, very dangerous, sensitive. You know, it's used not only in fertilizer, but also in, you know, commercial blasting gelatins and commercial dynamite, ammonium nitrate dynamite. So it is a, you know, an explosive and is very powerful. It does a lot of heaving and pushing. And when you have something like 27 tons or 2,700 pounds, I think it was, or something,
yes,
it was a gigantic amount. And when you have something that huge, it just creates a very, very powerful blast wave. What we saw as part of that translucent cloud you talk about, JJ, was actually some of the water vapor, you know, from the area, from the water, being kind of scooped up and scooped along. And that's why that dissipated so quickly, much, much more quickly than the cloud from the explosives.
Got it. Makes sense. Now, so we know, and we've known for years, many years, and you with, up close and personal experience in that area, that Hezbollah has been very active. And there's been talk for a long time about having weapons depots there. Do you think that actually is true, that they have those there?
Well, no, we definitely know, and the world knows that the Hezbollah does have weapons depots, both throughout Lebanon, but they do have a tendency to want to you know, hide them or protect them by placing them in populated areas. However, you know, this specific building, I would be skeptical of this being an actual Hezbollah weapons depot just because of its location and its vulnerability and its openness. It just wasn't guarded and secured very well, and it would have been vulnerable to attack. So I believe that the media that or the narrative that's been put out right now of that warehouse being used to store that ammonium nitrate that was seized from that Russian ship. That rings true to me.
Scott Stewart is vice president at Torchstone Global. JJ Green, WTOP News.